Would you have sex with her for $1 million cash money?
Oh, most certainly.
Would you have sex with her for $500,000 cash?
Most certainly.
Would you have sex with her for $100,000 cash?
Definitely.
Would you have sex with her for $50,000 cash?
I'll think about it.
Unnecessary talk with Brian Sturges.
Hey, how did the last episode's edit go?
Oh, smooth as silk.
Ah, that's good.
Yeah. We were on the buddy system towards the end.
Yeah, we were. We were like those those twin girls on the Titanic that lost their mother. It was tragic.
It was like the movie.
You guys were like that.
It was like the 1980s movie script, Siamese Twins.
Yes. Written and produced by Jackie Chan.
Of course, right?
Yeah, Jackie Chan played both animated cats. Now, what was that racist cat movie where they had the Asian cats?
Oh,
it was like a Disney movie.
Aristocats?
No, you're talking about Lady and the Tramp. With the Siamese twins, with the Siamese cats.
Yeah. Is that the We Are Siamese, if you please?
Peggy Lee wrote that and sang.
Oh.
Peggy Lee did, really?
Yeah. We are Siamese, if you please.
This is another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturges. I am that Brian Sturges. You follow me at Brian Sturges on
A baby cry, very milk,
baby. You can follow me at Mr. Bryce on other platforms. I won't remember.
Yeah, bring it.
Where's
out.
That bluebird? Yeah. Could you go ahead and spend $12,000 and digitally add a bunch of bluebirds?
Do you like malt liquor? Uncle Jemima's malt liquor. Big ass in the house. Okay. Big bag.
You know what? Go ahead and intro yourself since you're going for it. Nice.
Yeah. You can follow me at Cliff Beach Music. Side Hustle Flow out on Amazon.
That was terrible. You're taking too many liberties.
No notes.
Okay. Am I doing me?
Yeah, you might as well. Okay. The intro.
We didn't know we were doing it.
You can loop this music, right? You can just.
Oh, yeah. Hours of music. Yeah. Timothy Hall Music. At Timothy Hall Music.
Oh, yay.
And yeah, I'd like to thank the good people at The Rocks. I got the old fashioned, it's a pre made beverage. No, of course not. This is just a little
lick my pussy, I suck your dick.
Well,
callback
and unmonetized. So let me check. Now, listen, because I'm old and blind, I went on to Amazon. I said, Jeff, do me a favor.
Jeffy
send me
boy.
Four pairs of readers for $7.49. Look at him.
Mm-hmm. He owns the Washington Post now. The Washington
Man,
Post.
Man, that guy just got a lot smarter.
Newsworthy.
Yes. Of course, Biden, when I once walked into Joe Biden blowing Obama, and every vice president must blow the president. I feel bad
skull
for
and bones, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it was
a midnight marauder.
But Biden's the luckiest one because his vice president's a female. But he's too old to feel any sensitivity on his genitals. Now, do you think the Biden is the robot Biden? Because they replaced them all, right? They've replaced the lizard robot people. Him and the mechanic there in the Senate or Congress. Now he's got the goatee. Looks like he should
be McConnell.
Is that it? No, not him. Not Turkey Neck. The big guy who obviously was a former bouncer. He's a plumber who had the panic attack, disappeared, and then a new.
Oh.
Look up.
Yes,
look up
John Fetterman.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
John Goodman?
Fetterman.
Well, he could. No, he wishes. Although I just did see John Goodman in a commercial for.
Must have been an old one.
AARP?
Something. No, it was eating, and he was had hair.
Ooh.
And he wanted to order food because he was a big eater. Who knew that in there? So anyway, so I have to wear these now, and I realized I was making small mistakes in emails, correspondence, hate speech.
Oh, yeah.
but it's written down.
Have you seen my deck?
You're trying to get in focus, buddy? Put your face in there, Tim.
I meant dick.
Tap the back of his. Could you tap his ass? Good.
Just where my face is.
I can't do it with these headphones.
Well, don't.
Shocked. That's what you want to do. A one hand pull.
Oh yeah.
I did not.
I can't believe it.
I feel like Malcolm X. Do you see it?
Ooh, good old Slim Red.
Denzel.
Ooh, Denzel. Speaking of which,
Equalizer 3.
Yeah. Oh, I've watched
We'll have to watch it.
I liked 1
oh,
and 2.
Oh, let's have a movie night
but
where
not,
we all stream it.
Not the Queen Latifah CBS series.
No.
Would you tap the back? He's not in focus.
Now I'm cooking.
Yeah, you're going to find the just. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Equalizer 3. I'm excited.
I
want to
see
it. Old man vigilante justice.
I love Denzel, right? Denzel. But I saw the poster while driving yesterday. I was like, oh, he's old.
Yeah.
Like he's like.
That's why you don't.
He's got, you know, when you're skinny yet puffy, you're at that age right before you lose all of the weight and then you get real thin.
Yeah.
Like you get kind of like weird in the middle where your ears and nose are getting bigger, right? You're getting the old man features are coming in strong.
Exactly.
Yeah.
He's too big of a star for them not to have.
Oh, this is not a note.
No, they could have airbrushed that up.
No, but isn't that what makes it cool? Because he's like the black Clint Eastwood of like old, tough.
Blint Bleathwood?
Black Eastwood.
Oh, yeah.
Flint.
Westwood.
Flint, Blint, Michigan, Blint, I think was the name of my
South
new character.
Eastwood.
South Eastwood?
Yeah.
Sounds like some Kanye kid.
Ah, Kanye.
South by.
Kanye Kardashian.
Another South by Southwest joke, right? Anyway,
The conference or the North by Northwest Hitchcock? What are we doing?
Well, I took Northwest Airlines to South by Southwest.
Ah.
Yeah.
But of course.
Pan Am.
My plane crashed because
when they used to have stewardesses, you know, women.
Yeah. Women that were born women and never thought once about not being a woman. What they thought about
honk honk, you remember them days, huh? Oh,
let's bring it back, right?
Yeah.
I mean, those are good days for you guys,
I'm
right?
I'm clearly objectifying you, and there's not a damn thing you can do, frankly.
It's not a little Wheel of Fortune there. I love this. Okay.
I have zero. Yeah.
It was because of how bad. Yeah.
But I like the regalness. I like that.
Yeah, we're talking about what's your name? I don't know her name. She liked her though. Cheers to that.
Penny?
Shirley.
Penny Marshall? The black Penny Marshall?
Black Penny Marshalls?
Nickel Marshall?
Where you get the cheapest.
Something Jackson?
Yeah, they really are.
Jennifer Lewis. Happy
That's
Black Jesus. Oh, but it's nice.
Hold on. They really got rid of that Harriet Tubman on the 20.
They got rid of it?
Wait, on the 20?
No, they said 2030 it would be in circulation.
What?
Wait for it. Because they got to get
it. It seems like something that when it doesn't happen, then you're like, oh, it's been.
Who's on it
years.
Now? Franklin?
Jackson,
I mean.
Yeah, you know. He's not getting
rid of it. Sorry, as a greedy, like, shackle counting asshole.
Yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson?
Now.
That'd be great.
I gotta be honest with you. I know I love Harriet Tubman, and I love railroads both above ground and underground.
Yeah, of course,
this is true. So
the two people that get my humor are sitting here. Everyone else is
so
like,
they were
this
on the subway the whole time. Man?
They ride it. It's actually the taking of phlegm 1, 2, 3.
Oh. Yeah, I know what you're saying.
It's pronounced Pelham. Now the original. Taking of Pelham 1, 2, 3, because there was the Denzel was in the remake, right?
Yeah.
And Gandolfini was in it. But the original was Walter Matthau.
Oh.
And
talk about
the guy
horse
from
teeth.
He's one of my favorite. He's one of my favorite, you know.
Bad News.
They don't make them like that.
I think they do, but then they don't want them anymore.
Yeah, they just don't show them on camera.
They don't want real men. You want Will Smith's half a... talent. I didn't say. We all know. The fact that your mother's pipping you out. I mean, it's all good. I don't want to ruin my chances, but
he is.
You know what?
One of the most successful.
I respect all of you, and I don't.
There we go.
I want to keep your sons or maybe a daughter now. I'm going to keep them names out of my mouth.
Will Smith will always be the first winner of Rap Grammy.
Oh yeah,
for Summertime?
No, before that. 1989's
Springtime?
Parents.
Oh,
but it's Revolta.
Other time.
Oh.
Yeah. And then he won again for Summertime, missed both Grammys, and then eventually in 98 for Getting Jiggy with
You're like a sports guy, but for Grammys.
Yes.
Like you remember Grammys.
Well, I think trivia is the common theme.
Yeah, but sports guy.
But you're more like a sports guy.
It's like Trivial Pursuit, but without
the question. You know how sports guys know who won and all that stuff.
You know. I saw a TikTok of Michael Jackson shaking his head at the 1989 Grammys when he won nothing. When he was nominated for 8 and won nothing, he was just like. It's bullshit.
Shut up.
Michael's like that. Well, Michael's first Grammy that he won for Off the Wall was given during the commercial break.
Really?
Really? Why?
Because they were like, we don't care about this category for time. And that's where he was sitting with Quincy Jones, and he said, fuck the Grammys. I'm going to make the best album of all time. And then they made Thriller, and it won more Grammys than any.
Eight
Grammys.
That was a pretty good one, right?
It was good.
I'm not familiar, but I've heard it's good.
I think it's not with Vincent Price. Yeah, that was a bold
move. He never got paid.
Vincent Price?
Vincent Price never got paid?
He was like, I never got paid for that. You sold 40 million copies, huh? Yeah, I didn't get $40. Yeah.
Vincent Price. I'm sure this audience knows who that is.
I'm sure. Well, Bill Hader does an amazing Vincent Price.
Honestly. Yeah, Vincent's good. Yeah.
I love Vincent Price. He was the original Fly. Terrible makeup.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
He was a scientist.
That's currently on Max.
Oh, yeah. It was black and white. Yeah, because at the end, it's just like one of those big fly heads.
Oh, they just stuck it on there? Little paper mache thing.
Like, that's the whole ending.
Now I'm a fly.
It just says call Cliff an asshole.
Oh, Jeff Goldblum. you are what you eat. Jeff Goldblum.
The Fly.
Yes, The Fly. Now, that movie used to freak me out.
Buff and stuff.
I remember when he used to throw up all over that
person,
woman. First of all, the woman was like kind of into it, though, right?
I think she was into his muscles.
I think she was jiggling that clam.
He was buff and stuff? That's what it was?
Oh, he was super buff and stuff in that movie.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff Goldblum?
Can we get a little bit of that?
You don't remember that?
Yeah, you pull up a still frame.
Yeah,
from,
like a steel.
Yeah. Hot Jeff Goldblum. Now, that guy, if he was not famous, would be a pedophile, right? I mean, not a pedophile in a bad way. Not like Will Smith's wife. I meant Will Smith, not his wife. His name's out of my mouth.
Yeah, everybody's name is out of your mouth.
Maybe he stares at anuses.
He stares at anuses?
What? He stares directly into anuses.
Who does?
That's what they said about Michael Jackson.
He stares directly into an anus.
Like Dave Chappelle, they were like, oh, he just stares at them. Like, that's like what he wanted to do with an ass. Like, that sounds weird, but. But yeah, that movie still freaked me out. 86, so I was like 4 years old. Yeah, I remember seeing that, and I was like, this is not appropriate for me.
Just look up Jeff Goldblum's hot abs.
Oh, okay. I don't remember that. That makes sense, though.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I wouldn't mind having that.
That's 80s abs.
That's actually...
That's 80s good shit.
It's not Jason Statham.
No, for 80s, 80s, that's good.
David
Cohen. That was like Pilates and calisthenics and aerobics.
Oh, you think you did some bar stuff?
It wasn't heavy lifting back then.
Well...
There's a new Exorcist. Are you excited?
Wait, there is?
I had no idea.
The Believer, the original old ass lady, is in it. 90 years old.
Wait, the one that says this house is clear?
Yeah.
Oh, no shit.
She's still alive. And she's still in it.
She's in that Canoga Park senior home for actresses.
She's been on the new Law and Order
There's a new Law and Order?
As Chris.
Wait, there's a new Law and Order?
Yeah, well, Christopher Maloney has his own spinoff now.
He does?
Yeah, he came back and they gave him organized crime. Law and Order, organized crime.
Yeah.
Wasn't that Vincent D'Onofrio?
No, that was Criminal Intent. And Goldblum was on Intent as well.
Oh, organized crime. So they're doing the mobsters. Yeah, he's in the mob. Yeah.
So he came back and did that.
If you're stealing any ideas, I'll sue your ass, Viacom. You understand me? I know a lawyer. He specializes in estate law, but he'll...
So his mom...
When you die, he'll tax you at a higher rate.
So that actress plays his mom on there too, but I was like... I knew she was an actress that was famous, but... I mean, they show old clips. In the new movie, what she looked like in the 60s.
Would you have sex with her for $1 million cash money?
Oh, most certainly.
Would you have sex with her for $500,000 cash?
Most certainly.
Would you have sex with her for $100,000 cash?
Definitely.
Would you have sex with her for $50,000 cash?
I'll think about it.
That's his limit.
It's got to be at least 100 grand.
He's got to be able to put it away and do something with it. 10 grand.
A
grand for every birthday?
10 grand, 3 pumps.
So you get to come twice? See, I intimated that you came, that only did you come quick, but that you came half the speed. See, this is a character I'm auditioning for.
But there's a strike.
I'm a delay.
Oh, fuck you, fucking writers. Let's go walk around in a circle with a picket sign. That'll save it. Why don't you go home? Have a sandwich and let men who are in a boardroom work it out. Because if you went home, you wouldn't really. Well, I'm just saying you're not doing anything. And since you're not working, you have the time. You would think you would use that time that you're not getting any money to go write something new and better and make more money.
But then, you'd be crossing the picket line.
This is what I'm not.
Yeah, you should be working this time writing amazing things. And when you come back, you're like up the road, ready to go with new writing. But I've heard people have been having quite a hard time out there, actually, the picket line, Wilson picket line. How dare they have 1,000 dances? How dare they?
Oh, there we go. That's a deep pull. I could name. I was sitting on the cock because I'm gay, right? That's the Louis C.K. You seen that one?
No, I haven't seen
that. He said that was his favorite song. He said he saw a hacky comedian, and he was singing. He had a guitar, and he was singing, sitting on a cock because I'm gay. He's like, I think about that twice a
really
week.
Stuck.
Yeah, it was like, it's just.
So does Obama, apparently. Callback. Barry O, baby. Blow me, Uncle Joe.
Love to Michael and what was the other one?
Camilla
Obama.
Just
Obama
watches.
And Michael Michelle. No. Her real name was. What? Obama? That's his first name?
Barry.
No, Barack.
Barack.
Yeah.
So Barack and Michael. Right? But Hussein is really his name. I mean.
Oh, yes. They're all related.
Yeah, Hussein. So Hussein and Michael sitting in the tree.
And you heard about it in the hip hop classic Hussein and the Member.
Succing. D-I-C-K.
Go on.
Oh boy, it keeps going.
I'll have what he's having. And now you can see it. Up close and personal.
This is a good character. You put a suit here. Listen. My client. Well, I guess I don't want to get in trouble. My client. He's the only one.
You're definitely like a registry.
Oh, no.
These actually kind of look like these look like cheap ass knockoffs.
True.
There's a get readers.
There's a new movie about the GameStop thing happening.
You mean the Robin Hood GameStop thing?
Yeah.
The new movie?
They made a movie about that.
Oh, I bet it's riveting.
Do they talk about how the kid killed himself?
What?
Big story. Robin Hood, when it first came out, some kid thought he lost $700,000 on a trade, and he killed himself to find out that it was not actually correct. That he could have whatever, but he thought he was, I think, playing options.
Yeah.
And then he was 19 and woke up one day and it was like -$700,000, so he just offed himself.
Killing yourself is an option.
But anyway, see that spoilers. You know, Robin Hood. Yeah, steal from the poor and give to the rich.
Yeah.
Right. You know what I mean? Because Robin Hood, you're not
flip it, reverse it.
Listen, if you got money in the bank, you're not trading on a Robin Hood. I mean, one could. You know, but everything that they started, the fractional shares, everyone does what they do.
It's just like Zelle. Like everybody has Zelle now.
Well, I had to get it because nobody deals in cash.
No.
I mean, you know.
Thank you, Pat.
Oh, I guess I was being.
I haven't had a zero in front of my name since 1976.
I'm an alpha female, Pat. And then the game is like
T.
And then you can see like when she thought she was off camera, she's like, I can't see the boy. She's like, I can't see it, and I don't know how to play this game.
Now, have you seen
I did not watch it.
You gotta watch it.
I'm telling you, but the celebrity
22 minutes. It's worth it.
It'll change my life.
No, it's 40 minutes.
Oh, it was a double.
It's like a double.
Yeah, you probably watched
all
it double
about
speed.
It.
But
like this show.
But the best one is The Wheel of Fortune with Little Richard and James Brown as a pair.
Oh, really?
Against single people.
Oh, that is.
They needed both of them.
I bet that's great.
And James is like the spinning the wheel, and then Little Richard is calling the letters in a very flamboyant way. And they look, I mean, he's in like, James
Brown. Can we get a still image?
He's in a jumpsuit, and Little Richard is all made up with a leopard shirt.
Would you ever go on? Well, one of my buddies, Ray, asked me if I wanted to go on a game show with him.
I'd go on a game show.
I'm not a game show guy. Would you go on a game show?
Family Feud with a fake family? Yeah, I'd do that.
Oh, you'd put together a fake family?
What would the name of your fake family be? Would you go under the beaches or would you be like...
Shaniquins.
Shaniquins?
Yeah.
In sequence?
The Shaniquins. We were a skating family from the 70s. We had outfits. It was cool.
That'd be kind of cool. Yeah. Character. Yeah.
You know? Yeah. There was one with Steve Harvey where the guy was like, what's a bad thing to happen at a wedding? He was like, no pasta. It was like they had like island accents. And he was like, Steve, no pasta. He was like, you don't serve food at the wedding.
Oh.
And he's like, no preacher. And he's like, oh.
Pastor.
Yeah, he starts laughing. It's great. Ah, Steve Harvey has been a gem.
Oh yes, he's amazing. Hey Steve,
even his mustache has a show now.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's syndicated that mustache. It is. You know, he bought all the other Family Feuds. He got fired from. They fired him at Family Feud.
They did.
Yeah, and he said this is bullshit. So he went and he bought every other international. I'm pretty sure this is right. He bought all the international Family Feuds, and he syndicated those and those. So he bought all the licenses for the other country. So he's making all that.
They fired him? That's
good. Yeah.
Why?
Mustache just too big?
He was so good for so long.
Right.
But who's on there now?
Who took over?
Oh, some, I don't know, some guy I never heard of.
Wayne Brady?
But apparently he was, no, he was too busy buying. He was ejaculating all over a Cuisinart. Is that like because it's a pansexual? It wasn't good. It was not good.
Cuisinart.
All right, I'll take it.
Yeah, you can count on it.
You know, you guys ever notice that when we have lunch,
and then
about 20 minutes into this episode, I'm ready to go to sleep. He's a pretty good business guy. And I'm only, repeating what I've heard, but I've heard him talk about his real estate purchases and money, and he seems to be a very smart man.
Well, he really cleaned up his act. When you see how he was with Kings of Comedy, and then he was too vulgar to be what he became. So then he became more Christian, and he cleaned up his whole thing.
I get it.
Yeah, he did the old church circuit. Did you know why the Chitlin' Circuit was the Chitlin' Circuit? It was because they used to serve chitlins at those clubs for cheap. And that's what everybody ate. And so
that's what another TikTok was talking about. Soul food was black people taking the scraps that they were given, adding the culture and making them delicious.
Yes. So everything, collard greens, all that bullshit. Nobody wants that stuff. It's all bitter.
I've never had it.
You never had
collard greens?
You ever had chicken lips?
No. Chicken lips.
No. I've been called chicken lips.
Dude, that's like something you have a white guy order. You ordered the chicken lips. You love it. Yeah. Yeah, would you like it mild or spicy?
Yeah, ooh, I remember when I was a kid, my brother would call me chicken lips. So it must be something.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Chicken lips?
Right. Yeah. After 30 minutes of making out, it gets tired.
Chicken heads. I like those.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
Bobby Rush? Chicken head?
Mm-hmm.
Boom, 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 boom. Save me the head.
I only know because Cliff showed me.
Hey, so you finished your Jabs album.
Jabs?
Jabs.
I heard it. My Jabs.
It was a little bit of a... I had to finish the Jabs album.
The replacement of the knob.
Well, I...
Oh yeah, hear that pop.
Okay, just go. Well, okay. Well, yeah. I slurred.
Click me just
now.
Back.
You know what? Other than my occasional, I'm about to lie to everyone. You ever start a sentence and you're like, "No, that's a lie," because I was about to say that I only drink now on here, but then I realized that I sometimes sneak a beer. But this is like the only. I'm married now, and I have two kids, and I'm. She won't let me leave the house. Yeah. She, you know that old Energizer commercial where a kid got lost in the woods? She's implanted that inside of me, like the billboard joke.
You're like,
yeah. So I have to stay local. It's kind of like a dog shock collar. If I go outside of 100 yards, I just start getting zapped.
Well,
she gets a notification on the phone, like, your husband has been lost.
Yeah, he's outside.
Are we going to do a Chitlin' Circuit episode? Are we going to have you guys try chitlins? Because I know neither one of you have had them.
What are chitlins?
Pig intestines, the small intestines. The large ones are called hog mugs.
This sounds like a texture situation for me.
It will definitely have a smell and a texture.
Smell and a texture.
Now, will you be eating these? Gator. We all love it.
No, because when I started doing keto and paleo.
You went straight to chitlins?
Well, they talk about the offals. So it's really good to eat organ meats. So like brain, intestines, kidney, liver, hearts.
Those are my least favorite of the meats.
Yeah.
It's very Aztec-y to be like, give me the heart. You know?
Yeah.
Kalima.
Yeah, Kalima.
Kalima. Kalima.
That's the vice president, right?
Kamala.
Come blow, Joe.
Oh yeah,
Uncle Joe. Think,
oh yeah, Uncle Joe. I can. But he doesn't
have. He doesn't have concerts like Obama did. Like Obama. Oh my God, that was hilarious though. When Jennifer Lewis was talking about how she passed out at the last Obama Christmas party or something.
I don't remember that.
It was part of her book or whatever. But anyway, yeah, he doesn't throw those big concerts because he used to have like B.B. King and hip hop people. Like it was fun.
Well, I don't know if you know this, but Joe Biden's mind has rotted out due to dementia and old age. So they're just pretty much shuffling this guy and puffing and shooting him up full of whatever White House drugs keeps him from completely nodding off.
Yeah.
And with a very large font on a teleprompter and very short sentences like, we are here at the Asian Festival.
Can I say or yeah?
2020.
But yeah. The only time I've ever seen him on TV is right after they shot down the Chinese balloon.
Oh.
And like they're like, Mr. President, he comes back to the mic. And they're like, oh, can you...
Speaking of U.S. politics, you know, India just landed on the moon.
Oh, they did?
Third world country.
Oh, finally.
Nice. Landed on the moon.
Did they see our flag?
Hopefully. Yeah, I think they're like, pick up those golf balls.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, Jenny, if I...
Oh no!
Is that short circuit?
Yes. The way you're stroking Johnny that microphone for the last
minute—have
you noticed it? Also, very distracting.
Oh yeah. Well,
very distracting.
But yeah, so they were like, "Don't you think this could start World War III?" And he's like, "They just walked away."
Oh really?
He didn't say anything. Well, I thought there was like
working the shaft.
I thought there was a moratorium on going to the moon because we faked the landing.
But it was digital. It was terrible. It looked like Atari.
It was digital?
Like they didn't actually. You know when they were like, this is what it looked like if we look it up. Another again, Tim's not going to put this in it, so just look it up on your own. So we're going to watch
it. Is it like the movie Lion? Did you ever see that? Where the little Indian boy gets lost.
Yeah, they lie.
And then he gets adopted in Australia. He took a train for like miles and couldn't remember where he was from. This looks bad.
It's on Zoom, by the way. They're watching it on Zoom.
Ah.
That was it.
That was it? So that was, it wasn't a manned landing then.
Did you
then.
See the size of that yawn?
No, that was going to sneeze. That's crazy to me. First of all, people already landed on the moon, so how is this a triumph?
Well, they're a third world country. And
there's so many people, though. Talk about human energy. Give me that Chevron back commercial.
But I guess there's no proof that they landed because there's no camera there to actually show them landed on the moon.
Oh, my God. That doesn't even look real.
It's not real.
Why would
that's just the digital image because there's no camera on the moon
to videotape it.
This is what it looked like. But there's no. But then
they didn't bring back like some dust or a little.
But
rock.
Again, so if there's no cameras, see this was the problem with that shit in the 60s with landing on the moon shit. We've caught up to it now, and obviously all those people are dead. They're gonna die out in about 20 years when every single person's dead in the thing. We're gonna realize we didn't land dick, and
we definitely didn't.
We but definitely didn't. About land. We did not land on the moon.
We landed
Fuck
on the moon.
No.
We didn't.
Fuck no.
We needed that win, and we had
we're
to land
on the goddamn moon.
Because putting in the win column made us a power. If we said we absolutely didn't do it, it wouldn't matter.
And this is giving people hope. There's no way it didn't. Why are you so poor and have a space program? Like, right? Like, shouldn't we throw some of these drackles over to Calcutta or something?
This is not surprising to me.
Drackles.
I mean, they have the most engineer and IT in the world.
Damn it. That is a solid point, Mr.
Yeah.
Beach.
This is easy.
I think they're on.
But I don't know.
Again, though.
But why don't? But if we don't, if we lost, because remember, we've lost the technology from 7 years ago. We just lost how to do it. No one knows how to do it no more. We'll go to the moon no more.
Wait, we lost the technology.
You know, that's the official thing is they've lost the technology. They don't know how to do it anymore. But
now we had
our friends
less,
here at AT&T.
We had less in the 60s to do it. And now we have everything and we can't do it.
I don't believe we
if Buzz Aldrin's still alive, he might burst through
whatever.
The door and
they
punch you in the face.
They never say anything. That's the best way is America is good at keeping a secret.
I don't believe we landed on the moon. I think it's all shit.
It's too big of a conspiracy.
Remember when they sent some teacher up there? What happened? I don't buy it.
No, there are people who definitely are like, that didn't happen. Just like they finally declassified that they were UFOs. They've been out there.
Yeah.
And
the first word
thrilled.
Is unidentified. Exactly. So I kind of feel like you get a pass. I don't know what it is. I saw something. Dude,
I do see a
Dan,
lot of...
did you see something? I don't know what it was. Unidentified.
Tell me your butt don't hurt, huh? They always probe you.
But why do you ask so?
I think they changed the name from UFO to something else. I think it's a unidentified phenomenon. UPO? Oh. Something like that.
You libtards with your
NFT?
Updating unnecessary
words. Is it NFT?
Yeah,
it's NFT.
Non-fungible, which means
not
you can't fund
there.
Now, you know, you could have been. So how are we doing on time?
Can you just cycle them clapping over and over as a loop?
Oh, we're 35 minutes in.
Well, do it. Tiny Tim's TikToks.
Yeah, I have some things to say about India.
About India?
Yeah.
Okay. Pause that image.
Corner.
I like the sweets and the spices.
Oh, that's nice.
But, you know, chai means tea. So when you say chai tea, you're saying tea.
Tea.
Yeah.
Oh, that is pretty good. That was worth it.
Was that worth it?
That was it.
Tiny Tim's TikToks.
I like this guy. He has fun.
Is he with her or not?
Yeah, I think for the hour.
I hope so.
She's still kind of moving. Where are they? He went to the Tim School of Jazz.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. There are certain poisons that will do that to you.
Anybody, y'all remember me?
The other day?
With Pippi and shit that night, remember?
Oh, well, look at your contacts. Let me see.
Those
are hard. I like those, but I wonder if you really wanted to see them nails. Is them cool?
Them cool?
Them your real nails?
Yeah, when you said they're my real nails.
God damn.
How do you get the contacts then?
Yeah, he's not removing those contacts, that's for sure.
But the only if you're gonna have long nails, it should only be on one of your pinkies.
Those were quite thick.
Those look like a lifetime of nail growth. Like he never cut them. Like a Samson of nails. Oh god.
The first draft. What if he had really long nails?
Okay,
so you have to work at the DMV.
Oh, I see. Cocaine, baking soda.
So it's a drug dealer kick.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Hey, great.
Yeah,
I just like
I don't get the Arm & Hammer though. What's that about?
You cut it with baking soda.
Don't you cut it with
baking soda?
And is this fentanyl right here?
Yeah,
I don't do anything.
That's true.
But if I were, you want to get it right from the
brick. When you make money, but
right from the brick. What? Right from the brick. You want chunks, not powder.
Is that a refrigerator? Jesus. That guy's neck is powerful.
Yeah. That's a strong neck.
You wouldn't come help me move the couch last week. This guy's doing this.
Over there, yeah.
Well, necks have to hold up your head, which is quite heavy. So necks gets quite strong. Because your head's like a watermelon.
Oh.
It's at least a
remind me not to go see Gallagher.
Yeah.
I got bit.
You got bit by what?
There's a snake up there.
In the top right-hand corner, there's a snake that's on the screen door, and it bites the top of his head. What?
There, yeah, right there.
Yeah, I thought he was like an intruder.
They don't have a very well-trained snake.
Yeah,
beware of snake signs outside.
We're done told.
Beware of asp.
Jesus.
It's a homeless guy with a sign that says, do almost anything, but no gay shit.
I'm into it.
Jeez.
Well, You know, they talk about bear on bear crime. So.
Oh, he's doing the worm. I like that.
This was another episode of Unnecessary Talk with Brian Sturgis. I'm that Brian Sturgis. You follow me at Brian Sturgis, at Mr. Brian Sturgis, whatever. I could give a shit. You go ahead and follow Cliff Beach. He actually gives a shit. You can follow him at Cliff Beach Music. And, of course, get his book, Side Hustle and Flow. Get the physical book on Amazon. Get the audio book on Amazon. And get that weird third dimensional thing where he comes over and he fingers it in your ass. It's kind of like one of those... like sensory things.
Oh, you very learn, expensive, you
but
well.
But you get the points. And then, of course, you have Tim Hall at Timothy Hall Music, 1192 Studios. He shoots bows and arrows, whatnot. You get it. Editor, no producer.
Take
whatever.
That, bitch.
I could give a shit for a fancy ending, so we'll see you next Tuesday.